然后呢，他因为死了嘛，又没结婚，所以呢，那些兄弟呢，就来帮他清理他的账目，清理他的财产。清理出来呢，总共所有财产是啊，有一二十亿，光被政府啊征收那个遗产税，因为他不是先转移嘛，他是遗产，所以征收遗产税就征收了一两亿。然后他那些兄弟最高兴的，一个人最少可以分到一亿多，今生都不用工作，那是标准来还债。这个就是身心不出家，但是呢，他死的时候他会不会离开他的房子？不会，在还活着的时候就已经关了二十年的地狱。
After this layman died, people just find out that he owned up to almost 200 million of money. The government has right to charge him up to 200 million of tax after he had died. This layman is a good example for one who lives home life neither body nor mind. He had been lived in the hell.For 20 years when he is still alive.
所以呢，其实啊，所有的因缘，每一个人应该要去深自思维，全部都掌握在自己的心中，掌握在自己的手中，你的行持当中。那么你想要选择什么样的路？你所呈现的，我有讲过了，境界现前的时候，正是你的真面目。如果你不满意，那可以，为什么？应该要大忏悔，借着境界的呈现，正应该忏悔。可是众生不是，境界的呈现不关己过，一直在想为什么别人这样不对待我。当你还不能反求诸己的时候，你的路呢还很遥远，因为呢你还在啊妄想心的出家当中。所以呢，要守道清白，首先呢，我们自己闻任何正法，你都要啊重视行持，真正的呢实心实意下去奉守，如此呢能够发愿高远。如果能够发愿高远，才能够啊真正的慈心悯物，对一切众生呢才有利益。
All affinities are controlled on our own minds. I had ever mentioned that the causing effect is referred to your reality of mind. When the causing effect you have received.Is not satisfy your mind, you must be repentant for your own faults and sins. Yet the living beings don't think of their own faults instead of complaining others for treating them badly. When you still are not able to ask for your own faults, you are still far away from the path of enlightenment. In addition,Whatever Dharma teaching you have been learned, you have to retain them personally, and you have to keep one's practice spiritually pure, purifying one's spiritual cultivation far and beyond, show loving kindness and compassion equally to all living beings.
地方觉知，地方的呢，我们要醒觉自知的生死自然，苦恼无量。生死自然呢，你在修行的过程当中，但凡自己呢自认为哦，我现在没有修行的，你就苦恼无量。好像以前有一个老修行呢，同样的啊，在深山里面，也住了二十年。那么他这一个人独住的变成一个老和尚，然后在二十年 己这么想。然后我住持20年，从来没有发过脾气，他没有对象可以发脾气嘛，自己一个人住嘛。然后他就想，哎，我现在呢，我的呢这个脾气已经很好了，然后呢个性很稳定，这个烦恼呢就像那个木头啊火化过的灰尘，不会再起火了。所以呢他就在门口啊，在门口，吃饱了没事干，在门口写三个字，性如灰。
The A Enlightenment says,The cycle of birth and death is like a flame burning continuously. There are innumerable sufferings during one's cultivation. Once one comes out of thought for being so proud of his cultivation, he will deal to have innumerable sufferings. There was ever an old man who lived alone in a certain mountain for 20 years. One day he came out a thinking, I am no more temper since I have been live in the mountain for 20 years. I have a good temper now, just as a charcoal that has been burned down to ashes. He wrote 3 words on his door, my temper is just like ashes.
在二十年当中呢，他常常啊礼拜观世音菩萨，修持观音法门。现在呢，他觉得他是没有脾气啊，像观世音菩萨这么好，那个个性呢，已经像那个木炭烧过，不会再起火。所以呢，他自己就很高兴啊，就要看看他自己写的字，性如灰，就很满意。突然之间呢，远远就来了一个老太婆。那老太婆呢，来到他门口，一直看，看到三个字，然后就跟那个老和尚讲，他说：“菩萨，我老人家呢，这个眼睛啊不是很好的啊，字又认识的不多，你这个三个字看出来是什么啊？你写的是什么啊？”那老和尚就跟他讲：“我告诉你。”这三个字叫做性如灰，也就是我的个性呢，脾气已经好到呢，像那个木头焚烧过不会再起烦恼火的灰一样。那老太婆一听，性如灰啊，你已经修到性如灰了。
During his 20 years of cultivation, he used to bow.For Guanyin Bodhisattva, he was so proud of himself looking at these 3 words that he was writing on the door. At the same moment, there was an old woman stopped by. She spoke to this old monk, I am old enough, even my eyesight is not clear. I only realized few of words.Can you tell me what did you write on the door? This old man was so glad to explain to this old woman about these 3 words. These 3 words means my temper is good enough just as ashes. I have no worries at all. After the old woman listened to the explanation of this old manabout these 3 words, she just say, okay, then left away.
然后呢，这老汉自己觉得自己解释很满意，就看那个老太婆啊，就走远，走了几步之后又走回来。哎呀，不是啊，你这写的是什么？老人家容易忘记，又忘记了，这到底什么意思啊？三个字看出来啊。这个老和尚跟他讲，这个叫性如灰，意思呢就是说好像那个木头已经烧过火留下的那个灰叫做性如灰，记得了吗？
This old man was satisfied for his explanation of these 3 words. At this time, that old woman came back again asking the old man, "Can you tell me what does these three words mean? I have forgotten." This old man explained to that old woman again, "These three words mean my temper is just as the charcoal that has been burned down to ashes. Do you remember it now?"
然后呢，这位老和尚准备进门去要关门呢，一眼看到老太婆走，结果老太婆走回来了，因为我又忘记了，你可以再跟我讲一次吗？啊，然后呢，这位老和尚啊就说，姓卢辉，姓卢辉，记得了没？姓卢辉。好，老太婆一听，哦，你的修行到姓卢辉了，哦，记得了，记得了，再走。然后这个老和尚就开始自己肚子在那边，姓卢辉也不认识。进去正准备关门的时候，靠靠靠，老太婆又来了。嘿，菩萨，我又忘记了，你再跟我讲一次，姓卢辉啊，姓卢辉啊，记得了吗？气死人的，门要关，老太婆走了，走了。当他门关起来，正要关的时候呢？就听到，靠靠靠，打开看，这门又是你啊，你不要问了，姓卢辉，姓卢辉啊，姓卢辉，听得懂吗？那老太太说，哦，姓卢辉啊，姓卢辉啊，哦，知道了。哎呀，门关好，正要继续佛堂开始用功，又听到，靠靠靠，打开门，死老太婆，姓卢辉，不知道还有姓卢辉。这下可好了，这老太婆说，哎呀，20年姓卢辉啊，我死不过你问，你的寡妇的比那个西方的木材还大，还姓卢辉，往前走之后要上半空中观世音菩萨。这个时候呢，这个老和尚就在大哭啊，磕头大哭，我拜了20年姓卢辉，观世音菩萨见面居然不认识。
Then this old man was ready to go into his room. Once he prepared to close his door, he saw that that old woman turned back again to ask him, "I forgot it already. Can you explain it to me again?" The old man answered with an angry voice, "That three words mean that my temper is just as the charcoal that has been burned down to ashes. Do you remember it?" That old woman walked away and talked to herself, "Oh, your temper is just as the charcoal that has been burned down to ashes." Oh. At the same moment, this old man was complained, "Even only three words, and you cannot read that name." He was ready to close the door, but the door was locked by that old woman again. "My dear old man, I forgot it. Tell me again, please." The old man was so angry and answered with a loud sound, "That three words mean that my temper is just as the charcoal that has been burned down to ashes. Can you remember?" At this moment, he thought that this old woman had already left away. He was ready to lock his door, but this door was locking. He opened the door. This time, the old man was not able to bear on his temple. He was so mad and talked to that old woman, "That three words means that my temper is just as the charcoal that has been burned down to ashes. Do you understand?" But you know what? That old woman came again. This old man's was really mad, even yelled at this old woman. At this moment, that old woman jumped on the sky, who's the Guan Yin Bodhisattva. This old man was crying so loud for not real dead Guan Yin Bodhisattva.
Long time ago, in a certain mountain, there were an old monk and a little monk who lived together. Once this old monk had free time, he used to sit in the Buddha hall, chanting Amitabha with knocking his wooden fish. Amitabha, 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 Amitabha. The little man was still a little kid. He wished to go out, but his master always sit in the Buddha hall, chanting Amitabha. One day, this little man hided himself under a window. He yelled then, "Master!" Then he ran away. The old man asked him, "What's up?" And then he continuously chanting his Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. And he had heard, "Master!" The old man asked him, "What's up?" But the little man ran away. The old man continuously chanting his Amitabha, but this time he was a little mad, and while he was chanting Amitabha, he looked at the window at the same time. Amitabha. Then he heard, "Master!" This time, the old man was so mad. He said, "What's up? What are you yelling for?" This old man was so mad, holding his wooden can, he wanted to beat this little man for making him troubled. This little man spoke to his master, "You have been calling Amitabha up to 1,000 times, but I have only called you for 3 times."
所以说呢， 当我们自认为我们自己很有修行的时候，那个时候一定是怎么样？生死自然，苦恼无量。同样的二十年呢，在我们那个地方啊，曾经呢有一对兄弟出家，那个大哥呢跟弟弟啊就互相商量好，我为常住福供养你专修禅定。所以呢那个弟弟呢就在一个房间里面，那个房间里面有卫浴的，他的哥哥啊，那个哥哥真是慈悲，每天呢都帮他弟弟送饭到门口，他的弟弟就在那个房间里面闭关二十年，从来不出户，可是他在那里面专修的这个禅定功夫非常的深，寺庙里面发生的大大小小事情他全部知道，就在那个房间里面他知道。可是呢在二十年当中呢，他受尽了居士出家人的诽谤，大家都诽谤他，第一个刚开始就认为他好吃懒做，到最后就认为他发疯了。后来二十年后他的哥哥呢先去世了，去世了一个礼拜之后都没有人给他送饭，因为大家很瞧不起他嘛，他不得已呢才能跑出来。但是呢他出来的时候对这个世间，我们世间你看二十年没有看这个世间完全变化不一样了，对不对？可是他完全没有那种世间融入之心，只要有人来顶礼他，他就会上劝你有什么疑问，他就用这个隐语告诉你你这样子怎么样做。可是呢你但凡起心动念对众生不利益，乃至或者是你有偷盗众生，或是偷盗常住，或是亲损常住，他就马上告诉你地狱种子啊，地狱种子啊。所以后来呢大家都很讨厌他，逼着呢他就不得不啊四处去流浪。但是呢同样的二十年，一间房间里面受大众的诽谤的成就，能够心平而不起任何动摇，跟你住深山二十年自认为有自己修行很有修行禅定功夫是不一样的。所以能够经得起这个世间的一切风，不为所动摇，才是真功夫的。
In a worldWhen the moment we come out the thinking of being poor for our cultivation, we will undergo the cycle of birth and death, and there are innumerable sufferings. For instance, in Taiwan, there was ever a couple who became monks together, and the old brother, in order to over andhelped to success the cultivation of his younger brother. He had been work hard for doing all works in the temple for his younger brother. The younger brother's monk just stayed in a little room for 20 years instead of going any place. He had received a higher position in his cultivating of meditation. And although many of people would complain at him being lazy for not doing anything, he has just bailed on all of it. Even people thought that he had become crazy. 20 years later, his older brother Mun died first. There was no one to offer him the food then. He just go out from that little room. By the way,this society was changing. After he came out from his cultivating in meditation, whoever comes to ask him, he tried his best to help and benefit the beings. Yet once he find out that people were following on the wrong path, he used to tell them right away and advise them not to doevil again, because it will cause the bad affinities for going to the hell. From this story, we have read that the real cultivator is one who will not be affected by the outside conditions, or materials.
所以呢，我们知道，所谓的道场是可大可小，但是真正能运转真正道场的地方，是不是在我们的方寸间？什么方寸间？真实心。那么，如果你能够转你的方寸烦恼，那么也就成觉，成觉呢，就像菩提。可是呢，如果你不明，那么就转菩提，成什么？成尘劳。你知道？你看众生啊，这种烦恼心啊，以及呢这种啊小心小量，在以前呢，中国啊曾经呢有一些寺庙，那些寺庙啊里面有供奉一尊观世音菩萨，非常的庄严，是呢唐代以后所雕刻的，特别的庄严。里面呢有一个执事僧啊，就是专门在做这个香灯的，就是做大殿香灯的。他每天去看着观世音菩萨，就每天发欢喜心，他自己一直在打妄想，我有什么好东西可以供养观世音菩萨。就有一天啊，有一天呢有一个居士常常听他这样念嘛，就去啊请了一些很好的香啊，很好的香啊，供养师父，让他可以供养观世音菩萨。可是事实上，那个殿除了供养观世音菩萨之外，还有供养阿弥陀佛跟大势至菩萨，是西方三圣殿来。然后当他拿到那个好香的时候，他心里就在想：我只要供养观世音菩萨就好，不要给阿弥陀佛跟大势至菩萨闻到。那怎么办呢？他就一直在想，那我要怎么样子只让观世音菩萨闻到呢？他就想想想，就很聪明啊，就是用一个管子，那个管子呢，那个口是沿着观世音菩萨的鼻子跟口的，然后就用一个管子让它香炉这样，他每天都很高兴去烧香。烧了一个月之后呢，那个香终于烧完了，他就心满意足。终于满了他的愿，他想啊，明天没有香的了，今天呢应该把那个管子拆下来。哎，怎么拆下来？哦，我的观世音菩萨怎么变得有胡须了？嘴巴也是黑的，鼻子也是黑的，怎么会变得有胡须的？难道你那个这样噎出去，它不会跑出来吗？还是会闻到吗？怎么这么小心眼呢？这众生的习气呀、啊。那种心量狭隘，关照眼前不生事的习气，就是啊，让我们生死自然。所以，我们呢，不管做任何事情，应该要发大善心，要发广大心，普济一切，普遍呢，能够整济一切众生。念念所发，是愿一切众生离苦；不要念念所发呢，只是想到我自己，我的亲人。
In a word, a real way and place is in everyone's nature mind, one who is able to turn over and cut off the worries. The Buddha is quickly attained. How pitiful the living beings are if they have no widely open mind. Long time ago, there was a temple in China. In that temple, there was a wonderful image of Guanyin Bodhisattva.It was carved in Tang Dynasty. One man in the temple who used to bow to this Guanyin Bodhisattva every day, he always wished that he would have something nicely to offer to the Bodhisattva. One day, there was a layman who offered him some high grade of incense in order to give him to offer Guanyin Bodhisattva.By the way, the Buddha Hall was not only set of Guanyin Bodhisattva, it still had put in the image of Amitabha Buddha and Grace J. Bodhisattva. When this man got those high grade of incense from the layman, he told that he only wished to offer this incense to Guanyin Bodhisattva. He wished the Amitabha Buddha and Geshe Bodhisattva to smell it at all. Then he find a bitter to cover with the mouth and nose of Guanyin Bodhisattva and standing to the incense box. He then was so happy to offer the incense to Guanyin Bodhisattva for 1 month. 1 month later, those incense were already used up. He decided to take the tip off. He find out, "Oh, how come my Bodhisattva grow the beard?" From this point of view, I have find that it is pity for all living beings who haven't made a great vow to rescue all living beings. It is due to the cycle of birth and death, and there are innumerable sufferings.
可是你的念念所起也可以顾念到哦，我这个城市里面所有一些众生，在念念所起也可以是哦，我们整个国家都能够国泰民安，在念念所起是我们整个的这个地球都能够受你的慈心所覆，是不是同样这个心？可是众生只是看在眼前，所以在这里呢，我们经过前面的七种觉悟之后，要发大圣心，普遍整济一切众生，愿带众生的受无量苦。其实愿带众生受无量苦，是不是真的无量苦？是我们感受到这些苦的时候，那么我们呢，要用我们的智慧善巧，我们能做得到的能力，使令这些众生呢，能够从醒觉点滴到究竟涅槃，毕竟大乐。其实这个不是只有佛教徒或者是说出家人的责任，是每一个人都要教化你自己，让你自己呢能够毕竟大乐。所以我常讲啊，善结缘于你身心众生。如果你善带领你的这个身心色身去走向呢这个善法业的时候，你最少都结到84000善意念众生。所以我还是常常讲这句话，你希望人人对你好，你必须问你自己，你要对人人都好。如果啊，你希望别人对你不好，那你就自私一点，只对你自己斤斤计较。
Every moment we had enlightened our own minds, we must make the great vow to rescue of living beings. Our minds can be smaller for only caring of our own families. Our minds can be bigger enough to rescue all living beings in the earth. But most living beings are not easier able to come out this kind of great vow. Yet we have already enlightened the former 7 enlightenments. We must make the great vow, rescue all living beings. We have also vowed for their sake to help shelter their innumerable sufferings. It means that we have to use our wisdom to decrease and solve the worries of living beings so that they may attain the ultimate state of supermere happiness. This is not only the responsibility for the Buddha's disciples, it's everyone's duty. This is what I have been mentioning If you wish others to respect of you, you have to respect and nice to others. If you wish that others treat you badly, you can be selfish.
我们呢才可以复还生死，为什么复还生死呢？因为不畏生死之雄乌，才可以度脱众生。所以呢，常常以前八事，以前练的八个觉知，自觉、醒知、开示、引导一切众生。这个一切众生当然就包括自己。 例如众生呢，觉这个生死之苦，舍离呀、五欲，才圣隐十岁，能够啊修行圣道。好像呢，在以前呢，文革之前，这种记录呢，这些记录是在文革之前，在藏区啊，有一间寺庙，那间寺庙里面呢，有一个叫观音阁，里面有一个。
一栋房子叫观音阁，可是呢，那个观音阁里面的佛像供养的佛像是只有一个莲花座，上面没有观音菩萨。根据呢那个寺庙释字的记载，是这么说啊，以前呢有一个喇嘛，我讲是在藏区嘛，有一个喇嘛，他是专门在照顾这个观音阁。 可是这个观音阁啊，观音菩萨一直都是与众生非常的有缘，尤其是藏区的这些百姓特别的喜欢观世音菩萨跟文殊菩萨，所以对观世音菩萨的供养，尤其是这个酥油灯啊，酥油灯，还有这个香啊、水果很多。然后呢，这个喇嘛很多的习气不改，可是呢，他又没钱，喝酒，常常呢就偷这个观音菩萨的。 酥油以及水果出去卖，然后换酒喝，每天都喝得醉醺醺的。可是呢，每一次他们寺庙的喇嘛有高阶层的嘛，他们那个高阶层的喇嘛每一次要来收这些东西，要一进来里面老是收不到东西，要远远看见很多众生进来供养，你怎么会没有东西？所以呢，这个资格比较高的喇嘛。 有一天呢就很生气，就责备啊这个爱喝酒这个喇嘛，把他骂，然后还打他。
These eight rules of life are the way leading to the enlightenment for Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and men of great wisdom and virtue. Diligently practicing the Dharma's teachings toward enlightenment, one could in loving kindness, compassion, and wisdom, then bore the Dharma body ball to get to the other side of Nirvana shore. One returns to the cycle of birth and death with the purpose of liberating all living beings. The above mentioned eight rules of life awaken and guide all living beings, including ourselves, to realize that the sufferings of birth and death, to eliminate the five desires of wealth, sex, name, food and drink and sleep, and to cultivate a spiritually pure mind. For instance, there was ever a temple in Tibet area. There was a Guanyin hall in this temple. But it was so strange that inside this Guanyin hall, it had no image of Bodhisattva had been over instead of a lotus seed. According to the legend that had been recalled, the pastime in this temple, there was ever a lama who used to take care of this Buddha hall. This Lama had lots of bad habits. Even he liked to drink the wine. He used to steal the tributaries as the fruits or oil lamps to sell to other people in order to earn some money to buy the wine. Every day he used to drink, by the way. Another man felt so strange for not seeing those tributaries. He then rebuked this Lama and beat him.
但是观世音菩萨故意留这个，应该说是神机吧。可是大众呢，那整个寺庙的喇嘛一听到观音声这么大声，大家赶快跑出来看，就看到他们观音阁的那尊观世音菩萨不在半空中，他对那个执事的僧人呢、啊，就是对那个比较有权力的那个喇嘛说：“嘿，不是我可以投诉的，不叫你看得这么清楚，你不要那么小气嘛。”观世音菩萨说：“哦，不要回去，万一到哪天发酒疯又打我，我要去找我安稳的地方。”就这样子飘飘飘飘飘，飘到呢这个我们中国的，我记得是在庐山还是杭州的地方，有一间寺庙，有一天呢在石楼上就突然间出现一尊观世音菩萨，啊，大家都不知道这尊观世音菩萨从哪里来的。后来呢，经过很久好几年以后，那一间寺庙的喇嘛到我们中土来游逛。结果到这一间寺庙一看到，这是我们家的观音菩萨，就跪在观世音菩萨面前大哭，然后呢，才把这个事迹给讲出来。
This Lama did not feel that it was his fault at all. He even gave a stick trying to beat the image of Guanyin Bodhisattva. He yelled to Guanyin Bodhisattva, "I only get some tiny things from you to exchange the wine. You are so sticky, and you must be beaten." This Lama took his stick, preparing to beat at Guanyin Bodhisattva. Suddenly, the image of Guanyin Bodhisattva jumping on the sky. By the way, there was a hole had been broken by Bodhisattva, and this broken hole on the top of this Bodhisattva hole, even only a drop of rain won't able to get in. At this time, every monk in the temple would be shocked. They got out to see what had been happened. Then they saw the image of Guanyin Bodhisattva standing on the sky. Guanyin Bodhisattva spoke to one of the monks, "Don't be too sticky. That monk only took a little amount of things from me because you bit at him. Then he came to bit at me. Please don't bit him at all." O Lama, in that temple, kneeled down to bow to Guanyin Bodhisattva for asking him to go back to the seat on his own lotus seat. Guanyin Bodhisattva did not want to live in this temple at all. Then he disappeared in front of them. And then one day, in a certain place of China, People find an image of Guanyin Bodhisattva standing on a stone, even no one knew where is he come from. Few years later, Lewitsa Lama came to China from Tibet place. When he find that this Guanyin Bodhisattva was in China now, he then explained what had been happened about this Guanyin Bodhisattva.
所以我们知道呢，菩萨有无量的方便，让众生呢能够觉生死苦。当然呢，后来这个喝酒的喇嘛，因为看到观世音菩萨的一切呢，这么感应道交难思义，他从此以后就改了这个喝酒的恶习以及偷盗的恶习。专心一意的呢，修观世音菩萨的法门。后来呢，也成为这个寺庙里面呢当代的一代宗师。这个就是观世音菩萨呢，不还生死。 使令这个众生呢，能够自己自觉生死之苦，而学而以无欲，修心圣方。也不止如此啊，像当初呢，我们的玄奘大师啊，要到印度去取经，据说呢，就经过一些寺庙，现在那些寺庙呢已经不存在了。他经过的那间寺庙呢，佛陀呢是低腰半身的，本来佛陀是站起的。 可是呢，他经过的那些寺庙看到的那尊佛像是低腰半身，为什么呢？因为在以前呢，那一尊寺庙是国家的寺庙，皇宫的寺庙，所以呢，那个国王非常的信敬佛法，就将他们整个国度里面最珍贵的一颗夜明珠——摩尼宝珠，看在佛陀的额头这里。然后呢，有一天一个小偷啊。 听说这一个宝珠价值连城，然后他很久都偷不到东西了，想说把佛陀这个宝珠偷到手。至于当他去到呢，那个寺庙里面一看，拿那个宝珠，拿到了拿不到，他就在那边抱怨。那人家说啊，释迦牟尼佛啊，你是大布施者，连一颗珠子都舍不得给，还说什么大布施者。听讲完这样，佛陀只好弯下腰来。 然后让他手就可以拿到。等他拿到第二天呢，所有的百姓跟那些寺庙很多人去拜，所有的人呢就发现佛陀额头上宝珠不见了。那么那个国王呢就啊派这个很多的官兵要去抓这个小偷，因为那颗摩尼珠呢是价值连城，所以不是随便有人敢买。后来呢，那个小偷真的拿去卖。 就被抓到国王那里，啊，他跟国王讲，国王啊，我不是偷的，是佛陀自己布施我的，不信你去看。那国王真的呢，就到那个寺庙一看，真的是佛陀官妖，让他一看，我什么东西摸到了，是我给我的，不是我去偷的。所以呢，那个国王呢，就用等值这个宝珠的价钱，把那一颗宝珠又买回来。
The Bodhisattva awakened and guided all living beings to realize that the sufferings of birth and death. Of course, finally that big Lama had cut all his bad habits off. He did not drink at all. He even had never steal again. He practiced the Guanyin Bodhisattva's teaching heartily, and he became one of the famous venerable masters in Tibet area. This is a good example of the Guanyin Bodhisattva return to the cycle of birth and death with the purpose of liberating all living beings. To eliminate the five desires and to cultivate a spiritually pure mind. Moreover, there was ever a temple that the image of Buddha was bending over instead of standing. Why? That temple was belonging to part of government. The king was ever over a treasury pearl to put on the image of Shakyamuni Buddha. One day, there was a man who wished to steal this pearl away, but he had hard time to get this treasury pearl because the image of Buddha was so great and high. He would complain. People always mention that Shakyamuni Buddha, you are a great giving person, but only a little pearl you are sticking to give to me. At this time, the image of Buddha was bending over, letting this man easier get the pearl from him. The second day, this man tried to sell out this treasury pearl, but all people in the country were looking for the person who stole the pearl, and this man was catching by the king. He explained that this pearl was given from the Buddha. He did not steal from Buddha. Finally, the king gave this man the same amount of money to exchange this treasury pearl back to put on the image of Buddha. From so on, this image of Buddha did not go back to his original position. He had kept bending over.
所以啊，诸佛呢是佛弟子，要常常思维受持行持身八贤思，在念念当中呢，都可以念无量罪。你看啊，如果我们是真诚心的，诸佛如来真是感应道交难思议，对不对？那如是呢，我们念念当中呢，与诸佛如来相应，就可以念无量罪。 进去菩提呢，可以树证正觉。所以佛陀所有的教法，真正的目的都是为了让我们众生呢，能够永断生死，常住快乐。什么叫快乐？真正的快乐不是境界语言音声给你的快乐。境界的快乐呢，因为有生灭之故，常带得失之心。 而真正的快乐是从心中涌出，不增不减，不得不失，才会有真正的快乐。
If the Buddha's disciples recite the eight truths of life with every single thought, they could get rid of countless afflictions. From those point of views that I have been referred, we would find out how compassionate the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are. And we would find out that if the living beings are using with sincere mind, we will find something different. And the Bodhi is quickly attained and the ground of enlightenment immediately reaches. All Buddha's teaching is telling us forever cut off the cycle of birth and death and stay always in the state of happiness. What does mean for real happiness? It was not coming from any conditions that others have been given to you. The real happiness must be worn out from your true mind. It has neither increased nor decreased, and it has neither get nor lose.
我们的八大人学经呢，就讲到这里圆满。如果我在说法的过程当中有过失之处、不圆满之处， 提醒呢，十方诸佛菩萨、诸大贤圣僧能够慈悲呢，受我忏悔，以及布施慈悲护念。那么，如果所说法的过程当中，对众生能够有启发作用，以及将来对他们日常生活能够呢，有这个往菩提道的助力，那么随喜。
We are coming to the end of the Eight Enlightenment Sutra. If I did not explain perfectly in my Dharma teaching, I wish that all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, even the present of you, are able to excuse me. I wish that my Dharma teaching will help all of you to reach the Buddha quickly. I also wish that all of you stay always in the state of happiness.